Smile. 90.4 FM.
Now, we've pretty much made our peace with online meetings, but there's one particular challenge that still remains a little on the elusive side. Well, there's a couple of smaller ones involving webcam placement. Mostly, we're either placing our laptops too low, forcing us to look down on the other person while creating a double chin for ourselves and letting them look up our nostrils, or they're looking down towards us. It's a minefield of best side versus worst possible side, this. In addition to those, there's one that's particularly bad in terms of body language, and that is eye contact. You must have noticed how hard it is to maintain eye contact with the person that you're meeting with online. You're either looking at the image of yourself or you're looking at their image on your screen. Few people actually look into the camera, so the other person feels that you're actually looking at them.
I've noticed that.
Some people actually have little googly eyes that they put over the webcam at the top of their laptop so that they can remember to look at that.
Oh, that's clever.
It is. But there's a better solution. And this is all part because of how our devices work. Now, it would make a lot more sense if, say, the camera was embedded into the screen so that you look at the other person's image and them. It would look like, you know, actually making eye contact, but our tech isn't quite there yet. There are a couple of devices that aim to overcome this little dilemma, and one of them is suitably named Eye Contact. It's a webcam that mounts on top of your screen, but has an extension that positions the camera smack bang in the middle of your screen. It's a little awkward having this thing sitting in the middle of what you're looking at, but if you can live with that, then it will appear to the other person that you're making eye contact with them.
And eye contact is so important, even if you are in a virtual meeting.
I know, it helps. A lot of the time when you're in virtual meetings, it looks like the other person isn't paying attention to you because they're constantly looking down at something. Now, being the very latest in webcam tech, the Eye Contact camera, of course, has all the latest software, including simple plug and play. It's designed by a professional video director, so it promises to brighten up your appearance to those on the other side. And if this sort of thing matters to you, then the 1,000 rand price tag shouldn't bother you too much, or you can just wait until they figure out how to embed a camera into the center of the screen. Not sure how long that's going to take, though.
There are some people that have appeared on professional videos. Some people have appeared on videos in news reports and that kind of thing on TV. Even members of parliament. And you just think to yourself, hey man, you need a bit of help.
This happens on a global scale. I mean, you get the CNNs and the BBCs of the world and they crossing to somebody sitting in their study somewhere and it's all nostrils.
And virtual meetings aren't going anywhere. So hopefully the price comes down a little bit and we can get it for our friends and family for Christmas soon. A little stocking stuffer.
Sounds like you have somebody in mind already.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.